From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
In Sweetwater, a college student teaches swimming at the Y.
In Woodsboro, an iron worker builds a home with Habitat for Humanity.
In Detroit, a dental hygienist helps clean up a state park.
In Seattle, a commercial fisherman joins the Naval Reserve.
People across America are giving back to their community and their country. The Naval Reserve is proud to include these individuals among our ranks. Together, we will build a better world. Call 1-800-USA-USNR or go to NavalReserve.com. Naval Reserve, stay strong.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, farmers who are working in the field at this time of the year, those farmers, especially those ones who are working in pastures or other grassy areas, they're being encouraged to check themselves on a regular basis for ticks. You don't have to check yourself every 30 seconds, but it does need to be on a regular basis. That's according to entomologist Lee Townsend.
Ticks generally have to be attached and feeding for several hours before passing a pathogen to the next host. So that's why this regular checking and prompt removal of ticks is very important.
So if you find one, how do you remove it?
The best thing to do is use fine pointed tweezers. Grab the tick's head as close to the skin as possible. Use a gentle, steady pull to remove it. Ideally, when it comes loose, its mouth parts will stay with the tick.
And then thoroughly wash the area with soap and water. For more information about tick bites, see the website cdc.gov.
It's your livelihood. Your family depends on it to keep them safe, feed, and clothe them. What is it? Your farm, of course. The soil on your farm or ranch is rich with nutrients and minerals, but it's also rich with underground pipelines, telephone wires, gas, water, electric, and oil lines, utilities we all use every day. Keeping your farm or ranch and everyone you love safe during terracing projects, fence post installation, tiling, subsoiling, or when building waterways begins with digging safely. To ensure you are digging safely, call the One Call Center in your state before you start digging. They'll send a utility company representative out to your property at no charge to you to mark the buried utilities and make certain that the only thing you're digging is dirt. So dig safely and dig confidently after you make that call. This message is brought to you by the Common Ground Alliance. For more information, go to digsafely.com.
Our pearl of wisdom today, this one came in back in 2001 from listener Dave Johnson in Weirs Cave, Virginia. Dave says, whether you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. Thank you, Dave, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ishii.